Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the Young Woman of God podcast. Last week was She's Original, and this week is She's Seen. So let's jump into it. Okay, so first off, I just want to say thank you to anybody that shared the podcast on their social media and tagged me in it. Thank you so much. And if you guys could just continue to, if you're listening, take a screenshot, share it to your story or whatever. And then also if you could give a review, like hit your girl up with the stars, that'd be sweet. Just so we can get the word out there and to reach as many young girls as possible. And honestly, like that has been my main motivation with starting this podcast is just young women in general, especially with all the child and sex trafficking stuff that's coming out right now. I feel like it's just so important that not all young girls and every woman has a positive voice in their life. And so, and speaking like truth and life into them. And so essentially that's why I wanted to start this podcast, is for all of us to be the young women of God. That's who we are and all the things that God says we are. So that is why I started this. And that is why we're going into point number 2 today, called She's Seen. So I'm just going to jump right into the scripture. I'm going to read from 1 Samuel 16, 6 through 13. And for those of you who maybe haven't read the Bible before, there is a prominent character, he's a person, he was a person. There is a prominent figure in the Bible. And before he became a king, King David, he was actually just a regular shepherd boy. And it didn't look like he had much going for him. His family wasn't too nice to him and didn't think very highly of him. And we're going to read a little bit about his story. So 1 Samuel 16, starting in verse 6. Just to give you a little background, at this point, he was going to be anointed the new king. Because Saul, the king before him, was acting up, didn't listen to the Lord, and the Lord was like, okay, I'm done with you. And so he sent Samuel to anoint a new king. But that wouldn't take place for like a little while after that. So let's see where we're at. So Samuel comes in. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, this is not the one the Lord has chosen. Next, Jesse summoned Shimei, but Samuel said, neither is this the one the Lord has chosen. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons that you have? They're still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and the goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. Okay. So I have a couple takeaways from this scripture that I want to share with you guys, and I think it's going to help all of us. So point number one was that the first thing that the Lord said was, you know, the older brother was presented to Samuel, and the Lord was like, no, like you look at him and he seems from the outside that he would be the one that you would appoint. So like maybe in your life right now, you've been overlooked. Can I get an amen if you've ever been overlooked by people in the natural? Like, people might look at you and they might not see the vision that's in your heart. They might not see the purpose that you know that you have inside of you. Or maybe you don't know that, but I'm telling you right now that you do have a great purpose inside of you. And you've got dreams and you've got all these things like hidden inside your heart. And when people look at you, you know, they might just see this average girl, whatever. But God looks at the heart and he sees you. Like, you are seen by him and known by him. So, okay, that's point number one. Number two, I just want to say from this that like really stood out to me is that David had been faithful exactly where he was planted. So here's this man that I'm sure in the bottom of his heart, he knew that he was meant for more. He knew that like he didn't want to be tending the sheep for the rest of his life, if you feel me. Like, I'm sure that's not really what he wanted to be doing. I honestly don't know what comes along with that profession. Like, that's not something that we see a lot today in America, but if you can just imagine, like, you're out there, sheep are dumb, they're running away constantly, like, they need a shepherd to just keep them in line. Like, it's not a glamorous job. But the fact of the matter is that he thrived exactly where he was planted. So in his situation, like, it might not have been the glamorous job, but during that, obviously he had a relationship with the Lord and was developing his character for the Lord to say, push all these other people aside who look like they have it all together. And here's the one that he might not look like he has it all together, but I see his heart. You know, the other brothers may have had the appearance that they could be king, but David had the heart of a king. And so that was what set him apart from anybody else. Just because people overlook us doesn't mean that God will. And so that's what I want to tell you today is that, you know, you might be overlooked by everybody else, but don't let that discourage you and don't let that take away from the visions and the dreams that God has put in your heart. You might get a million no's from people, but if God says yes to you, then nobody can shut that door. Amen? Literally. It just reminds me of another scripture that says promotion comes from the Lord. So it doesn't come from the east, the west, the south. God will open doors for you that nobody can close. And so, you know, David had been faithful in the little things. There's a scripture that says when you're faithful in the little things, excuse me, God will make you ruler over much. So those little things that might not seem like a big deal, those are the things that make the difference in the end, because at the end of the day, like, I don't even, in the whole beginning of the Bible in the Old Testament, we see king after king after king who got elevated, and then essentially they disobeyed the Lord, or they, you know, they didn't listen to him, and things ended up in a disaster because they didn't have solid character and their heart wasn't 100% for the things of God. And that's like what sets people apart, is your heart. We kind of talked about that a little bit last week in She's Original. But like, there's nobody like you. There's nobody that can, like, even if you see somebody else getting an opportunity that you wanted, that doesn't take away from the plans that God has for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know, God is saying, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you hope in a future, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And so we each can take that and own that for our own lives and know that regardless of the promotions other people get or whatever, like, God isn't overlooking you. So I just want to read another scripture in Proverbs 3:5-6. Says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. And then Psalms 32:7-8 says, for you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. So when you seek the Lord, He becomes your hiding place. He protects you from trouble. He surrounds you with songs of victory. He guides you along the best pathway for your life. He advises you. He watches over you. When you seek His will in everything that you do, He will show you which path to take. Every single path that you, every decision that you need to make, He will guide you. Every choice that you need to make, He will go before you and show you what to do. And I just want to say, like, for anybody who's listening to this right now, like, you don't need to prove yourself to anybody. You don't need to post pictures on social media and act like you have it all together and try to put up this facade that everything's perfect just to get people to like you. You don't need to be sending pictures to no dude that is, you know, just to get validation. I could go on and on about this. But you don't. Like, when you know in your heart that God sees you, it doesn't matter who else does at that point. You know, making the right decision isn't always the easy decision. Making the right choices isn't always the easiest thing to do. But it's in those moments that when nobody's around and nobody's looking, that we make good decisions and we choose to take the road of integrity instead of lying or instead of being sneaky or doing something that might hurt somebody else. Like, those are the decisions that set us apart from the crowd. And those are the things that will elevate us essentially in the end. You know, I can't speak for David's brothers. I don't know the decisions that they made in their personal life. But what I do know is that David in the Bible is known for being a man after God's own heart. So, and he made mistakes. There was mistakes that he made. He done messed up with Bathsheba. And if you don't know the story, like, Google it. I won't get into it right now. Maybe I will in another podcast, but like, David was not perfect. He wasn't a perfect man. But what set him apart was that when he made a mistake, he owned it and he repented and he said sorry to the Lord. And essentially, like, in the bottom of his heart, he always wanted to do what the Lord wanted him to do. He always wanted to obey what the Lord said. And so that's like a great place to start today. You know, promotion does come from the Lord. And the Bible tells us that when we seek the Lord, we will find Him when we search for Him with all of our heart. So when you, I just want to encourage you to just spend a little bit of time in the Lord's Word. If you don't have a Bible, you can download, what I use most of the time is the Bible app that you can download on your phone, and even start with the New Testament in Matthew. just getting to know, like, who Jesus was and what He did for you. And, yeah, that's all I wanted to say today. So I just wanted you to know that you are seen by God. And even if it feels like nobody else sees you, nobody else understands what you're going through, Jesus was anointed to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. And so there's nothing that Jesus can't heal and can't fix in your heart, in your life, in your body. Anything, whatever you're struggling with, is not too far for God to reach. So I just want to encourage you today, and I just want to pray for you before we leave, that the Lord knows exactly where you're at, and just reach out to Him today. Thank you, Lord, so much for this opportunity to be on here. I thank you for every single person that's listening. God, I just thank you so much that you see us exactly where we're at, and that you meet people exactly where they're at. I thank you that we don't have to be perfect and cleaned up and have everything together to come before you, but that we can come to you exactly how we are, imperfect, with all of our baggage and everything that's broken, and we can bring it before you, Lord, and that you can heal it, that there's nothing too big for you. God, I just pray for every single listener that's on. I just pray, Father, that deep in their heart, I pray your Holy Spirit would come right now and just reveal you to them, God. I thank you that Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins, Lord, and that anybody who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I just ask, Lord, that if there's anybody listening, that if you have never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, that you would pray this prayer with me right now. Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and set me free. I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. And that prayer right there will change your entire life. You have now become a child of God, and you have access to everything that the Father has, that we have become heirs of God's throne. And Lord, I just pray that everybody that's listening would know exactly who they are, that you would reveal to them the purpose and the plans that you have for them in their heart, and that they would know that they don't have to prove anything to anybody, but that they can stand before you. And Lord, I just pray that they would make decisions, that we would all make decisions, not only in front of people to be seen, but in those moments where nobody else is looking and nobody else is watching, that we would know that you're always watching, and that that would encourage us to live a life full of integrity. And as we do that, as we put you first and live and make decisions just based on integrity and being before you, that you will be the one to promote us, and that when the time is right, you will set us up. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in today. I hope you guys are enjoying this. Leave me a comment, send me a message, and I'm not sure what next week is going to be yet, but I'm already excited about it. So again, just be sure to share it if you are listening, share it to your social media, and I will see y'all next week. Peace.